Hey, folks, and welcome to this week's podcast. Michael Shelley here. Jason Brewer is our guest today. I think this is his third time on the show. The occasion this time is new Explorers Club album coming out June 24th. We talk all about it in the interview. I really just love this band. They're doing something real special. So I urge you, pick up the record, support these guys. They are kind of, you know, a band that deserves a wider audience. I guess that's why I'm here. That's why I'm talking to you. There's nothing major here. This is just us talking about a band's new record. I hope you enjoy it. I want to point out, you'll hear me mention this in the interview, but just so you hear it clear and slowly here, July 1st, they are playing at WFMU's venue, Monty Hall. It's in the first floor of the building that the radio station is in. It used to be a real estate office. Now it's a venue, and sound there is real good, and it's going to be a great bill with Jay Gonzalez. So please come down if you're anywhere near us, near New Jersey. Come down and see the Explorers Club. So that's all you need to know. Explorers Club, new record together. Here is Jason Brewer. That is from the new Explorers Club album Together, and the song is called Quietly. And joining us back on the phone, returning to the program, Jason Brewer from one of my favorite bands of all time, the Explorers Club. Jason, welcome back to WFMU. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me. Excited to be back.
It's our pleasure. From what I've heard, the new record sounds really good, and it's, you know, it's the whole Explorers Club story is very interesting to me. 2008, your first album, Freedom Wind, on the Dead Oceans label, fantastic record. Grand Hotel in 2012 on Rock Ridge Music, and now you're back with this new record called Together. It comes out, I think, June 24th, and you're putting it out yourself, and it's very exciting. I mean, I haven't heard the whole thing yet, but so far, what I've heard sounds great. Are you guys, I mean, I know you're in promotion go-crazy mode.
And I'd love to say I'm putting it out myself, but that would not be the case.
Oh, what? That's what I read. Who's putting this out?
It's a label that I'm a partner with, but it is certainly not of my doing nor finance. it's a label called Gold Star Recordings. I'm kind of doing, I guess you could call me I'm my own A&R man. So the main man behind the label is a guy named Ash Wells. He's actually based out of Australia, of all places, but he and I kind of put our heads together. He had this great deal, had this idea for a label. We kind of came up with the name Together, and our first act is the Explorers Club.
But you guys will be putting out other Jason Brewer-approved music?
That's the way it's headed, looks like. You know, I'm trying to see if there's any... I've talked to several of my really great, super talented friends about, you know, working with us on records in the future, and we've got the ability to do what any other label can do. So, yeah,
that's very exciting. You better be careful. Your mailbox is about to be flooded with demo tapes, I think.
I'm okay with that.
It could be fun. One of the big pieces of news, of course, is that you guys are about to go on a tour and just announced you guys will be right here in this building playing at Monty Hall July 1st, right here in Jersey City with the great Jay Gonzalez and Brett Harris. And that's part of a little tour that sends you guys to Asheville and Sellersville, Pennsylvania, and Rockwood Music Hall in Manhattan. Glad you guys are going to be on the road. Now, there's been a few changes in the band. When we had you guys live in the studio here, and right after that, the band broke up. And I think you were just, there had been some musical chairs in the band, and you were kind of just a little bit at the end of your rope. And then you kind of
cooler heads prevailed, and you decided to move to Nashville and restart the band with some new guys. So who are the new guys, and how is it going?
Well, you got that right. I remember, I think I did an interview with you a while back about that. But anyway, the newest addition to the band is truly just one person, and that would be Wyatt Funderburk. And Wyatt plays with Kurt Baker. Wyatt does his own solo stuff. I'm pretty sure you've played some of his stuff on your show before. He is a super talent here in Nashville. And just been a longtime friend of mine, you know, because he's been a fan of our band before he was in the band. So it was pretty awesome to have him involved because he knows the music as well as we do. Our guitar player, Mike Williamson, who was not with us when we came to visit you last, he's been involved in everything the Explorers Club's ever done. And in fact, the Grand Hotel album, he co-wrote all those songs with me. So Mike's been involved in the band on some level the whole time. So I don't call him new. He's new old.
Well, it does seem like there's like this extended family of Explorers Club, and not necessarily everybody working on the records was in the live act and vice versa.
Yeah, that's totally true. But this time around, you know, our drummer, Kyle, and keyboards, Paul, you know, they were with us. They've been playing in the band since like 2009, 2010, for a long time, you know, almost for, you know, they've been in the band longer than, you know, than anybody else.
So who did write the songs on this record?
I did.
With help?
I mean, you know, Wyatt collaborated with me on a couple of the songs, and then a friend of mine named Emin, who has a great band called Spirit Kid. I don't know if you've ever played their stuff, but their stuff's really great. He's originally from Boston, but he lives in Los Angeles now. He co-wrote, 75% of the lyrics on this with me. But, I mean, as with all of the other Explorers Club records, all the songs, you know, start with me and generally end with me. I'll get help here and there. I like to collaborate. I like to bounce ideas off somewhere. I like to, you know, work on lyrics. Lyrics are not my strong suit. So I really like to come up with themes and ideas, but get down to the actual text with help, you know.
So this guy lives in California. Did you guys collaborate in person or over?
No, we collaborated over iPhone text messaging and audio messages, mostly, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's amazing. One of the things about Explorers Club that I always enjoy is that there's this shared lead vocals. You know, even though it's clearly your band, you do not take the lead vocals on all the songs. A lot like Brian Wilson, in that, you know, even in one song may have the lead vocals will switch around. Do you just kind of have everybody sing the whole song and then figure out what works?
I usually can kind of know, just knowing each guy's voice, knowing where to go on each song. When you got a band of four really good singers, you know, you gotta utilize that for sure. And you know, on this album, one thing that was super collaborative was that I had a lot of idea for how I wanted the harmonies to be, and then our guitar player Mike really brought to the table some really strong ideas to help make my little ideas I had come to life, and we ended up working out some really cool ways to swap around the vocals like you were talking about. So I would say on this record, like, we played things together in the same room, we sang a lot of stuff around the same mic together, we did a lot of teamwork in terms of getting the music recorded and getting it done. You know, we went in with the basic framework of ideas that I already had, and we really just made it happen. So that was a little different from the other records. The other two, we kind of, you know, the first record, you know, I had a really strong vision of everything and how it should work. and I always have had that, but the first record, you know, it was done piece at a time. The second record was done a pieces at a time, and that was really unproductive on that record. And then this record, we were able to knock everything out together without having to piece a lot together. Like, we did a lot of playing live together. So in that regard, it just really came together like a true group effort, and it was a lot of fun to make.
Was this record recorded on Pro Tools or on tape?
Both.
Is Pro Tools new for you guys,
No, we've used it the whole time. I mean, it's just been the standard since we've been making records. But on this record, we did the basic tracks to tape all at the same time, to 8 tracks, and then we dumped that stuff into Pro Tools and then added things and did vocals and went back to the tape machine for something. So, you know, we did all kinds of unique tricks to really get a really cool sound.
Let me remind everybody that Jason Brewer is our guest from the band The Explorers Club, and they will be here in Monty Hall, WFMU's Monty Hall, July 1st, right here in Jersey City, and they are on a tour. And you can pick up their new record at pledgemusic.com/projects/Explorers Club, and there's a link to that on the playlist for this morning's program. Just head over to WFMU.org/Michael, and you can just click your way over to buying it. And there's all kinds of cool stuff. There's 7 inches, and there's vinyl, and there's t-shirts, and there's autograph stuff and artwork and all kinds of packages to buy there. And I will tell you that it's all very reasonably priced, which is nice. But I can see you guys are clearly have thought about rolling this record out and are way ahead on it. How is that effort going so far?
It's going really great, and kind of at an interesting point where we really do want people to pre-order the album through Pledge. Or, you know, I mean, we're also at that other point where, you know, there are people who prefer to buy it on Amazon, and there are. And, I mean, the thing that's always been a big bolster for our band is the local record store. I mean, some bands don't necessarily benefit from that, but we have a lot of champions in that, and, you know, they'll all be able to get it. So I think we're at the point where we'd love for you to buy it from us, because when you buy it through Pledge, you're buying straight from the band. You know, it's like we're selling it. It's like, it's basically the way we did Pledge. Some bands do Pledge where it's like, oh, help fund our record for this. It's more like, hey, we want to sell it to you like you would come in to see us at a concert, and you're buying it from the merch table. And that, and we're looking at Pledge as our virtual merch table. So you can buy it from us that way, and that really helps us. Or you can go down to your local record store and say, hey, are you guys going to have the new Explorers Club album on June 24th? And I really want a copy. And that's always a really big help, too.
The reviews of the first couple of records are really stellar. I mean, a lot of people flipped for these records, but I got the sense from talking to you earlier that it's slightly frustrating that, you know, I think everybody wants to reach as many people as possible. And I think maybe that's partly why you just decided to give it a rest for a while. But how did you deal with your frustration? What motivated you to get back and do it more?
I don't know if I ever had a frustration with how the albums were received or turned out. I mean, I think for me, it was just, I needed it and felt that this music was really special, like all of it, like the last two records, and this one especially. I think this one's our best one. But I think that the music's all been very special, and you know, it's something that nobody else is really doing. And I felt like, you know, how can we get this to as many people as possible? And I felt like we always had good champions in our corner, but I felt like, you know, I just don't know if we've ever had anyone that wanted to stick their neck out as far as I wanted them to at times. So, and that includes, you know, hardworking guys in the band. And I think that the band at this point is at a place where it's the first time in the whole time this band has been together that I feel like we're all really working, each guy's working as hard as the next guy. And so that, to me, is probably the main reason why we made this record, because I felt like I got the confidence back from all the other guys that, hey, we really want to make this a great effort. So that's your answer.
Yeah, well, the times are definitely changing, and it's hard to find an audience. There's a lot of noise out there, and just the state of trying to sell music is in flux, and it's weird, and you guys clearly are sticking with it, and you can see the effort there, and I'm glad, because like you said, it is really special music. I'm glad you did not hang it up and stop making music. So you moved from Charleston, South Carolina to Nashville. I don't know if that was for family reasons or for job reasons or for clear the air reasons or to be closer to the music industry, but tell me how's the difference?
Probably all of those things, yeah. To be honest with you.
How is life in Nashville?
It's pretty good. It's not as pretty as Charleston. There's not nearly as many opportunities to go to the beach, that's for sure. But there's a lot of really great people here, a lot of good recording studios. Had I not come here, this new record probably wouldn't have happened. So I will take the trade-off.
Like I said, the new record is called Together, and it sounds like, I just can't wait to hear it. I loved the first two records, just loved them, and you say this is the best one yet. It's from the Explorers Cubs, comes out June 24th, and like I said, and like you said, pledgemusic.com/projects/Explorers Club is the place to order it now with bonus stuff, etc. Was there more tracks than are on the album? Are there some bonus stuff or some B-sides or some extra stuff?
There's a few things floating around out there. I've got a lot of live cuts, actually, from the last couple of years. We've been doing some gigs. People have recorded a bunch of them, so I have a lot of that. But when we went in, we were real focused on a certain amount of songs. And in Nashville, things are very 9-to-5. There's not a lot of room for extra cutting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's very like you're coming in and doing this, and this today, and that's it. And it's a very streamlined process.
Let's hear California's Calling You, which is I think it's on a 45. Is that right?
That's right. That's kind of the lead song we wanted to get out there. I hooked you up with Quietly a bit early, but California's Calling You is kind of the single, if you will. We got a great 45 on that, and that's going to be. I think we have that on our pre-order program, but definitely the 45 is going to be in all of the great record stores all over the world on May 13th.
May 13th. And tell me about this song. Tell me about writing it and tell me about recording it. Anything we need to know before?
Well, we finished up everything else on the album and we needed one more song. And I felt like, hey, let's do a cool 6-8, classic pop feel, which... the record didn't have any of that, and I don't know if any of our other albums have had that, to be honest with you. So I was like, oh, we don't have this. This is a cool, fun feel. I like this thing. It's definitely the most, Brian Wilson-influenced song on the album, for sure. The whole thing is, but this song in particular really, it just happened, It's a California sounding song about California. What can I say? It's my favorite place to go visit, and it was kind of a little love letter to that. My friend Nadine did the lyrics on it with me. We both decided it'd be about going from the cold weather of the east to the west. So that's what it's about.
I like that you just said it just happened. Sometimes that is what happens with songs; they just happen.
There wasn't too much thought into it. I had a great melody going around in my head, and forever I had this feel because, in a way, when I first started playing just the chorus part of it, I was almost playing it with like an old 70s gospel feel. Didn't quite turn that out that way on the record, but that was what was in my head. I grew up listening to a lot of that sort of stuff because from my dad and my mom, and so it kind of started that way, and then it turned into an Explorers Club thing. And it has a little bit. If you listen to all these songs, they all have a little bit of a spiritual vibe to them, anyway.
Do you write them on the piano or the guitar or both?
both. That song was a mix. It was a bit of both.
All right, well, let's hear California's Calling You. Let's all buy the new Explorers Club record, which is called Together, and you guys will be right here in Monty Hall July 1st, and I think folks can already buy tickets to that, and I highly recommend get your tickets in advance. Brett Harris and Jay Gonzalez also on the bill, so it's going to be a great night, and that's part of a tour.
Yeah, I have to give a quick plug-in. If you guys don't have the Brett Harris record up in the air, that's my favorite record of the year. I mean, that record is absurdly good, if you guys haven't heard that. And then Jay Gonzalez is the Bittersweet EP. If you're a fan of like ELO meets crazy experimental Todd Rundgren, Jay's record is for you. So I mean, it's going to be a really great night of three really good acts. We are lucky to have such brilliant talent on the bill with us.
Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with this, and we'll see you in July.
I can't wait to be there, Michael. Can't wait to see you again.